Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Weren't you the dude who came in here like a week ago mad because they was talking about how loud it is at Chesapeake Arena or whatever it is?
It's fake news over there, bro. That they use the little
wasn't that you?
They use the little thunder sticks, bro. Stop. Charlotte is popping though.
When has anyone ever said that?
The city's on the come up. Charlotte is popping.
Why is it on the come up? What is making Charlotte on the come up?
Well, I'll tell you this. Black America, Charlotte is popping. It's coming. It's on the come up. Charlotte would be good vibes if they had a good team.
Why do the vibes even matter to you? You live here.
Because, like I said, I don't want to tune into a Spurs game and be like,
you wouldn't want to see Wemby.
Bland-ass environment.
Would be Wemby Fox. Oh, Wemby, that player, and then Cooper Flagg. Sorry. I don't know how people feel about that.
I like the Parcells gimmick. From now on, we just refer to De'Aaron as the player.
I don't know how you guys feel about him. Like, I don't know if you guys are going to tune in for him, so I'll just call him that player.
It's we'll call him that player. Yeah.
New Orleans would be better. New Orleans would be a vibe. San Antonio's just boring, bro. Like I said,
I don't even understand. Like, you're okay.
Was it exciting? Was it exciting, the Spurs era? No.
No, that was also the Popovich, Tim Duncan. Those were the individuals. Those individuals were boring. Tim Duncan is the boringest human being alive.
It was like a lot of hate.
It's not hate.
Wemby's already shown more charisma than Tim Duncan did in 20 years.
Being wasted in San Antonio.
I'd rather him go and develop and be a good ball player in a good organization like San Antonio than wind up in Charlotte where he's LaMelo Ball. Years.
Once again, you guys are talking about the organizations. I'm talking about the vibes.
You sound ridiculous right now.
Charlotte will not have any vibes if they get Cooper Flagg. It'll just be more dysfunction and then Cooper Flagg getting traded in 5 years.
Now you got to get Cooper Flagg and LaMelo out of it.
Yeah. We got two.
And why do we care what black people in Charlotte think? Cooper Flagg is white and he went to Duke.
Well, LaMelo going to be in Charlotte.
Well, not according to Jesse.
Yeah,
Jesse's
I'm
trying to get him out of there.
On it. Like, no.
Jesse is trying to get that man out of there.
Yeah, he can't go to.
What, you don't want Cooper Flagg next to the creek over there?
The river. Come on, man.
Oh, sorry, the river.
You haven't been there either.
Yeah.
They should move that team to
Looks
Austin.
Like my local creek.
Have you been to Austin?
Yeah. Austin's a great city. Austin reminds me of Sacramento a little bit.
Why?
Same type of vibe, like kind of slept
not
on
the
city
same type of, but maybe that, slept maybe perception. I don't think Austin is slept on. I think everybody knows what Austin
well, you
is.
Think
That's
of Texas,
a college town.
When you think of Texas, though, you think of Dallas, Houston. You think of those two cities first, and then you get to Austin. Just like you think of California, you think of L.A., the Bay Area, and then you're like, oh, Sacramento is. They're both the capital. On top of that.
I don't feel like Austin is slept on. Everybody raves about Austin.
Yeah, when they go there, but nobody's saying I want a vacation to Austin. With all due respect, nobody's
saying.
Well,
who wants to vacation in Texas? Don't go vacation in Texas. You go to Texas because you have to for something. Or you go to Texas because you want to see the Cowboys or the Texans or the Astros or whatever. Nobody goes, hey, baby, we got a week off. You want to go to Texas?
Well, I mean, well, even then, anybody say, hey, I want to go to San Antonio and watch the Spurs play. No.
Literally no one says that.
They might say, oh.
But no one says, I want to go to Houston and watch the Rockets play.
Well, not now. But I want to go to Dallas, watch the Cowboys play.
Well, that's the Cowboys.
Or I want to go to Houston and watch the Texans and all this. Like, yeah, they got to. Nobody said, I want to go to San Antonio for anything.
No, we're going to get to the root of this one day. You don't like.
They're boring.
No, this is like how I feel about Cleveland.
I just don't understand. Like, you've never been there. That's the part that's weird to me.
It's probably a great city. It's probably fine. Like, fine. It's fine.
So you think
it's boring.
You think they're the most boring team in the NBA? Because it's like, there's plenty of other teams like that.
Bro, don't you rep Fresno? Like, oh, Fresno's cool. That's a cool place. Don't you do that?
Fresno's fine with me. I have no problem with Fresno.
But San Antonio's not.
San Antonio.
Like, you're talking about the armpit of California.
Whoa, that's Bakersfield, by the way.
San Antonio.
You're right. My mistake. Yeah. I apologize. You're right.
San Antonio is boring. It's boring. It looks like a boring-ass place to be. What, go see the Alamo? They don't even have a college there. At least Fresno has Fresno State. You can go to a Fresno State football game. What, I want to go to San Antonio Spurs basketball game?
I can't back you up on the Fresno versus San Antonio thing, pal.
What?
Fresno's not better than San Antonio.
I'm not. Do you guys hear me? It's boring.
No, I've tuned you out at this point.
San Antonio is boring.
I hear you.
And I'm not advocating for Fresno. Bring an NBA team to Fresno. I'm not saying that.
San Antonio was boring based on what? Tell me about your experience in San Antonio.
I haven't been to San Antonio.
Okay. All right.
So you think the vibes will be up more?
So you watch multiple teams. You watch Atlanta, you watch even Houston and Dallas when they're playing, like you see them playing and you're like, yo, it's popping out there. Like, it's a vibe out there. You look through the crowd. Oh yeah, it's a vibe out there. You see on social media, Dallas fan here, Rockets fan here. It's a vibe. Oh, who's courtside? Pat Mahomes courtside. That's what's up. Oh, what? Travis Scott? Like, it's a vibe out there.
I don't do that ever.
Okay.
Like, I've literally never watched a basketball game going, oh, Patrick Mahomes is there. This is fun. I don't care. That's not what I'm watching for.
Okay. You can love the Spurs if you want to. I'm telling you, for me and for a lot of people, once again, am I on an island saying that was a boring era of basketball when the Spurs were dominant? Am I on an island?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well,
the Spurs own that era, though. Like, LeBron and Kobe, like, that was all part. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, we were just watching the Spurs. Like,
I can't tell if you're talking about the Spurs or the city.
I think that the whole environment of San Antonio.
Now, is it the Spurs? So the Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, that era of dominant basketball was like 20 years. Mm-hmm. It was boring because San Antonio was boring.
San Antonio didn't help. Like, they didn't add any pizzazz to it.
So Tim Duncan got to San Antonio, was this huge charismatic individual, and San Antonio zapped him of that.
Not saying that. I'm asking you. That era, watching the San Antonio Spurs on TV and seeing and knowing the Spurs are on your television. Doesn't mean they weren't good, weren't great, wasn't a great era. We do the same thing with Denver, right?
The exact like, same thing.
We do the same thing. Nobody's
But it's not the nobody's city ever, of Denver.
No, but the vibes of Denver. We talk all the time about how Denver could care less about the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Right? And that factors in like that doesn't factor into whether or not we're gonna watch, but the excitement isn't that of the Garden. Like, oh, man, you know the Garden, it's about to be popping in the Garden. We ain't never said, oh, it's about to be popping in the Pepsi Center. It's about to be popping in the SBC Center. We never said that.
That's New York. Like,
have we ever said that about San Antonio Spurs game? It's about to be popping in there, even when they're winning a championship game.
I've never said that about any game other than the Garden. The only
we said
atmosphere.
It about Boston Garden. We said it about Lakers game, Warriors games, all this other stuff.
I mean, what Warriors game?
Even into it.
I ain't never said it's going to be popping at the Chase Center.
No, Chase.
We'll do that.
Chase Center different. Talking about Oracle when Rihanna and Beyonce, all these people would show up for the NBA Finals.
I mean, going back to the original point, though, like, how is San Antonio any different than Charlotte? All those cities are boring, whatever. Like, no one's ever said anything. Oh, Charlotte Washington's pop. Like, they're all the same.
I don't think Charlotte's a boring city.
I've heard,
like, maybe
I've
the,
heard good
maybe
things. I've heard good things about Charlotte.
Well, as far as the
I've
NBA, like,
that's the other
the
thing.
NBA, like, no one's ever been like, oh, yeah, Charlotte is pop. Like, they went to the playoffs with Kemba. Nobody cared. Yeah, like, Charlotte, no one's ever cared.
All right. Well, I've heard a lot of people say Charlotte is popping. I've heard, obviously, you know, a lot of people think D.C. popping.
Oh, yeah, D.C.
But in NBA terms.
But that's different. Between Charlotte is popping, D.C. is popping. That doesn't mean Hornets games are popping, nor Wizards games are popping.
They don't mean anything in the NBA.
They haven't.
You know what's popping in D.C.? I know you do. The Capitals.
The Capitals are.
That's what's popping in D.C.
The Wizards.
It's a very
games.
Bland form of popping, but.
The Wizards games. When they had Bradley Beal and John Wall, like you saw the vibe, you saw them in the series.
I lived there when they had them. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not even saying it's the same as the Capitals. But
this is teams when they're winning. Yeah, they show up, but it wasn't like, oh, the Wizards are like this
it wasn't
important thing in the NBA. Like, it didn't
like
matter.
It's like in Sacramento, if the Kings, it's an appointment to get to a Kings game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that was ever the case in Washington. I don't know what happens in Charlotte or San Antonio. Mm-hmm. I don't know Charlotte at all. I feel like San Antonio does fine as a fan base, but I know, I mean, and obviously I live here. I lived in D.C. But Wizards game was never an appointment with John Wall and Brad Beal.
Mm-hmm.
The Kings are, the rare occasion, things are going well. Yeah, so, hey, I got to get out to a Kings game. Like, that is appointment. That is something you have to do in this city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look.
You guys
enjoy San Antonio. That's fine.
Well, it's not enjoying San Antonio. Like, San Antonio could be boring, but it's just like, yeah, they're no different than Charlotte, Washington,
yeah,
New
about
Orleans.
Toxic
like,
9-1-6.
They all
New Orleans is popping Pelicans games.
Yeah, they got Zion and they did nothing with it.
No, when the Pelicans are good, those games are popping.
But that's every team.
Backtracking ass. Okay. I swear to God.
How am I backtracking?
How many impressions did you come in here and go, hey, Wody? We're going to talk about the LSU Tigers.
Well, no, it
here.
Ain't popping like that. It's not like that. But we've seen New Orleans.
Got to talk about Derek Carr retirement over here, Wody. But now we're going to try to act like the Pelicans are popping.
I didn't say the Pelicans are popping. I said when they're winning, when Zion is actually playing and they're doing well, like those games are lit.
That is not true. That is not true. I think the curtain's top roll blacked out. That is not true.
San Antonio. Bottom line is,
they get over there and go, look, where did the Mercedes Benz or whatever it's called now, right across the street.
You've really up
bottom line is,
huh?
You've been really up in your impression game lately.
Yeah, he's in his bag.
Yeah,
he's in his bag.
Salute.
He's in his bag. The more I do him, maybe he's not doing his. Well, you know what it is.
Once again, you guys can enjoy
sold
San
out
Antonio.
Doing these goddamn impressions.
You guys can enjoy San Antonio. I see San Antonio on the docket, and I know the vibes aren't going to be the same as other cities when I'm watching.
Okay.
Does that mean I'm not watching the Spurs? No, I love basketball, so I'm watching the Spurs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm watching everybody, but I know it's not going to be like Sacramento. It's not going to be like New York. It's not going to be like Atlanta. It's not going to be like those places.
But compared to other teams we're talking about, like, when have you ever pointed and been like, Charlotte's popping ever in your life? Or like Washington, like those teams, like, I feel like the Spurs, when they were good, were bigger than the Pelicans, I'd say.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
Well, just like going back to the original conversation, like, we don't want Cooper to go to a boring team. Like, all those teams are boring. They all are. They're all the same.
I think Washington could have more vibes.
There's no chance. No chance in Washington. Maybe Charlotte. I don't know. No chance in Washington. We'll come back. Hang on, Lazy. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line's open. 916-909-1320. I don't know what we're going to talk about next, but it has to be more intelligent than what we just
Top five most popping cities next.
Jesus. All right, let's get back to the before we get to the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, the Wake Up Call announced the Wake Up Call live today.
Sweet.
June 28th at the Crest Theater. Ooh. Man. You want to get tickets for that? They're going pretty quick. I was looking at the Eventbrite seating chart earlier, and these joints is selling fast. They have VIP tickets that have been coined the the Raccoon Club, but you got to listen to the show to get that reference.
Excuse me?
Text live. Yeah. That's a shoot. Text live to 916-909-1065 for your chance to buy tickets to the Wake Up Call. Or not your chance to buy tickets. That's how you can buy tickets. Text live to 916-909-1065. The Wake Up Call live June 28th, Saturday, June 28th at the Crest Theater, downtown Sacramento. It's awesome.
That is dope.
Get Lazy in here, 916-909-1320. What's up, Lazy?
Yo, what's up, D-Lo, KC, guys?
What's up, Lazy?
Yo, what's good with it? Hey, KC, I had to call in and follow up on City Talk, man. Hey, I can confirm San Antonio is boring, dirty, and ugly.
Well, the way the damn man did.
I lived there during the heyday, back when they were winning their championships. And, man, let me tell you, it was not exciting to watch. Seeing the Spurs beat up on the Lakers, the Suns, back when they had Kobe and Shaq and all that, nobody wanted to watch the Spurs, man. So I'm with you, KC, on that. And I'm from OKC. And, KC, I can tell you, dude, there ain't nothing to do down there. So those games are always going to be sold out, always going to be loud. That's people who live, breathe, and eat the Thunder down there. So just want to chime in on the City Talk, you know?
No one asked you, Leezy.
And Leezy, no, I didn't say nothing about San Antonio being dirty.
Well,
we got to go two there. Hometowns too, I guess.
We got to go there. It sucks. I think it comes off boring on TV. That ain't got nothing to do with it being dirty.
Yeah, he called it dirty, ugly, and disgusting, or what did he say?
You know, one time I was watching
I act like I've been all over San Antonio. I've been to one part. This is the downtown part. That's it.
I was watching an OKC game a couple years ago, and I think it was like OKC and the Kings. And this was when they were shutting down Shea. Like, they weren't no good. And it was probably like 500 people in that arena. There wasn't nobody in there. And I was like, I'm going to remember this when you guys are good. Everybody want to be there when they're good. But I remember when things are bad, it was a ghost town in that arena.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I'm like, all right, I'm watching. When people talk about they might have the best fans in the NBA, all right, no, I was there. When it was bad, they weren't in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. San Antonio, well, I can't say if it's dirty or not, but I'm not going to put that moniker on San Antonio. Like I was telling them during the break, I'm not like these other people that follow the NBA. We talked about this when they were trying to disparage Sacramento. I don't know what you guys do for a good time or anything. I go to San Antonio and have a great time. I go to a lot of places mm-hmm. and I have a great time. Like mm-hmm. it ain't. I have fun. San Antonio, and I'll go there and people ask me like, how was San Antonio? I'm like, it was cool. I had a good time. I'm sure that'll be the case. I'm saying the vibes that come off on the television with that organization. Maybe it'll be different now with Pop. Maybe they'll have a little more pizzazz to them. Maybe the arena will too. But they were boring.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
I did not say San Antonio was dirty. That was lazy.
That was absolutely lazy.
don't associate me with San Antonio.
Send your hate mail to Leazy. I don't even know what it is. At Leazy, whatever. Leazy was all over the place this weekend.
He was, man. He looked good in that tux, man.
Every time I checked IG, he was like, man, what's Leazy doing now? He was looking at the A's game over the weekend. Yeah, he was out there. He's
looking sharp in the tux, man. Shout out to my boy Leazy.
We mentioned this a minute ago. Let's stay with baseball for a minute because it was popping in West Sacramento this weekend. You talk about it, vibes. It Friday night, I absolutely felt like I was missing something. There was kind of a moment where I wrapped up here, got to the house, and then all of a sudden it was. I have Sean Cunningham alerts on because I know Sean doesn't tweet nonsense.
Yeah.
I started seeing Sean's like alerts, and then I opened Twitter, and then it was like, oh, man. Yeah, I'm definitely missing something tonight. Yeah. And then it got worse the next day because it was just more. It was just like, oh, there were just runs being scored every 30 seconds in West Sacramento for 3 days. And, yeah, it absolutely, with the New York Yankees in Sacramento for the first time, it absolutely, if you couldn't get out to the park, it felt like you missed something.
Nah, it was.
Or at least it did for me. I absolutely felt like I missed something.
It was a big deal. I got out there on Sunday, on Mother's Day. Was able to follow through and come through with the request. So, disaster averted.
And did she leave you for Aaron Judge?
No, but we were in right field.
Okay.
We were in right field. We saw 99 out there.
Yeah, so it was close. Okay.
I don't think she don't like Aaron Judge like that. Okay. She don't like him like Ibaka.
Serge Ibaka.
Yeah.
Oh, she don't like light-skinned dudes.
Well, I don't know that. She just don't have that feeling for Aaron Judge.
Serge Ibaka's. He's a little more your shade.
Serge and Dom Kennedy, those are the two that I gotta keep an eye out for. But
can't remember what Dom looks like. Wasn't Dom just here?
He was. It was a busy week. We didn't get a chance to. Matter of fact, it was the playing game. So.
That's right. Okay.
I would have had a better time at Dom Kennedy for that game. but we
all would have.
we was out there on Sunday, man, and that was the first time since the A's have been here that because we went out. We drove, obviously, and I had the family, so I had to drive into West Sac. I had to park in the damn parking lot because I had the family with me.
Not what you do.
No, but we had to take an alternate route because it was crazy trying to get on 50 and all this other stuff. So we go downtown, and I was like, all right, I'm going to go down Capitol Mall Street or whatever and cross the bridge and try to get into West Sac that way as opposed to the freeway getting off on Jefferson. And when we were by Capitol Mall or by, I don't know what street it was, but closer towards the Golden 1 Center, you saw a bunch of people walking, like making a trip to the ballpark.
AC route.
Yeah, doing it that way. But there was a lot of people. Like that was the move for a lot of people. And that was the first time since the A's have been here where I was like, this is pretty cool. Like people are all over downtown, converging on the West Sac. Outside, and I was like, man, I hope they don't leave. That was the first time I thought about it. Because everything else, I've been resigned to the fact that, hey, 3 to 5 years, they'll be gone. It'll be all good. I even got resigned to the fact after listening to a bunch of stuff in the first month of the season, they may not be here next year. They may be gone. They may be one and done. The Players Association, they've been making a big fuss every chance they get. Yeah. They might be gone after this year. I wouldn't bet on that, but it's a possibility.
Yeah, where you hoes going?
I'm talking about we can go back to Oakland. That would be a disaster.
Okay.
No shade to Oakland, but just the dynamics of going
back to Oakland.
I just
love the idea that the city of Oakland is going to be like, yeah, come back, sweetie.
That would be That would be a disaster.
Spend a year cheating on him publicly and then going to talk about, oh, no, baby, I'm going to come back to you for a few more
years.
And
I'm still going to leave you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, no. This is temporary. Yeah, I just need a place to stay.
That would be the biggest disaster
ever. New crib's getting built and having a roommate was a bitch.
People would be so stupid if they allowed that to happen. Once again,
everybody involved would be stupid.
It's not about Oakland. It's about the perception.
It's the dynamic.
Yeah. It's crazy. But it's, you know, I'm trying to wrap my head around that may be a reality as well. And now I was like, man, I hope they don't leave. This is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
This is really cool to see the city, you know, kind of electric the way it was this weekend. And not every weekend, not every homestand is going to be the Yankees. The Yankees were different. You know what I mean? The Yankees are different. The Giants will be that type of way. I think the Red Sox will have that vibe. Maybe even the Phillies might have that vibe. But and the Dodgers, they're not coming this year. But, you know, whenever they come, they'll have that type of vibe as well. But I was like, man, this is pretty cool, man. They are out in droves. I got into the building. It was packed. It was packed at Sutter Health Park. Obviously Yankees fans, for sure. But it was packed. We were on the lawn. The lawn was packed.
Mm. How was that? That's where you guys stayed?
Yeah, we were sitting on the lawn. It was cool.
Yeah.
It was cool. The way they have it set up, you know, you get your small lawn chair, you know, the ones with the short legs, so you know you're not obstructing other people's view. I think they said it can't be any higher than 9 inches or something like that.
So you, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be funny. So do you bring your own?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they allow you to bring your chair in there if you have one.
Otherwise, you could just sit on the grass.
Yeah, you sit on the grass.
I can't sit in them chairs.
That's what we did. I kind of rather have the chair.
I can't sit on them chairs, man. Them chairs kill me.
The grass ain't no grass can't be better.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, grass is tough, at least for me.
Mm-hmm.
But the chairs we had, they were a little higher than 9 inches. So we didn't even want to take a chance in being like, hey, those are too high. Get them out of there. So we just laid out the blanket and were out there on the lawn. And it was dope, man. Yeah. Like it was really, really cool, man. And that's a cool dynamic. If they were here, if the Sacramento were to ever get a baseball team, I don't know what they would do in the form of a ballpark. Now with everything happening and by the rail yards in downtown, I don't know where that would go. I don't know if you could do anything in West Sac. They're building condos and high rises over there, so you may not have room. I don't know how that would work out. I just know it was pretty cool all weekend long, seeing everybody out there and then actually going and seeing how downtown was. That was pretty dope. And this is one of the underrated aspects to the A's being here. I'm not trying to stall myself out because I was wrong. I said it'd be 13,000-14,000 every night with the A's here.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong about that. That has not been the case. But I do think I underestimated the dynamic of it not being Sacramento's team. I do think if it was the Sacramento A's, and this is your team, Sacramento,
mm-hmm.
I think the dynamic would be a little different. I think Sacramento might come out a little bit more than what they have. But it's just a weird situation because some people might not want to get too attached because it's like, this ain't our team. They're just here temporarily. Then you've got Oakland A's fans who are like, I'm not coming to this. I'm not supporting them in any way. And it's just a weird dynamic. I do think it'd be a little different if this was, hey, Sacramento, that this is your baseball team.
Sure.
And, you know, get behind them. They're not going anywhere anytime soon. And play that situation out. You might see different attendance.
But the attendance isn't bad.
I don't think it is either. I also think that there's the other aspect of people bought those season tickets with the thought of selling them.
Yeah.
And making money on them. So when you see rows empty or sections empty, maybe I'm missing something, but I'm thinking those are season ticket holders that were just
a lot of those tickets are probably sold.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah. Cause didn't they sell like 10,000 season tickets?
I don't know how many they sold, but I know they sold a lot of them quickly.
Yeah, that was the story out there that season tickets were sold out or something like that.
I saw. I'm sure it was on Twitter. There were season ticket holders that are upset that they can't resell their tickets.
Yeah,
It's like, fam, that's the investment game. Right. You made a bad investment. Yeah. They were mad at the A's. Like, oh, feel like I got duped. No, dummy.
No, that's you.
Buying season tickets with the idea of selling them is an investment strategy.
Yeah.
Your strategy was flawed because you didn't understand a simple rule of supply and demand. Mm-hmm. And I've always said this about baseball tickets. Like, the only place you can make your money was this weekend. Mm-hmm. The Red Sox series. The big series is where you make your money.
Mm-hmm.
I think the same is probably true, at least to a certain degree, for Kings games. You want to make money. You want to make something back with your season tickets. You're not going to the Laker game.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to the Warriors game. As long as Steph is here and LeBron is here, you're not going to those games. You're not going to the Celtics games.
Right.
You're going to watch the Wizards. Because nobody, you can't jack up the price on a Kings Wizards ticket.
Right.
Just like you can't jack up the price on a A's White Sox ticket.
Right. Right. So, and then you have the situation where they, behind home plate or whatever, I got the season tickets. Well, D-Lo goes to third party ticket outlet every day. And like, I could sit on the first baseline for $30. I'm
yeah,
gonna spend
$200
right, yeah. over here. Like, yep. it's cool. Like, I don't need to buy your $200 ticket that you've marked up. Spend $30. And then the A's were like, hey, for $25, you can come sit on the line. 9 a.m. every day. You know, they go on sale. So it was really cool out there. I expect more of the same for the Giants series.
Mm-hmm.
That's 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
Now, Friday, it probably wasn't that big of a deal because it was a night game. Saturday, I was not out there. Saturday was 92 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So they still had a lot of people out there, but I'm sure it was pretty hot. Yesterday, it cooled off considerably, mid 70s or something like that. We was on the lawn. Everything was fine. At Giants series, that's 4th of July weekend. They're all 7:05 games. Even a Sunday game is a Sunday night game. So, yeah. They'll probably stay away from being scorched by the heat. But I talked about how I went out to a Rivercats game one time, 7:00 start, and it was like a 105 degree day. And at first pitch, I was still hot. It was still like 101 in the shade.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot out there, so we'll see what happens. But it was really dope to see out in West Sac.
It looked like a blast, man. And like I said, it looked and felt like I missed something. Obviously, yeah, it's cool. The Yankees are here. Then all of a sudden it felt like, oh, this is kind of a moment and I'm missing out on it. And then the Yankees just kept scoring.
Sunday was crazy.
33-11,
oof.
I believe, was the 3-day total of runs. 33-11.
A snuck out a win on Saturday.
They good did.
Aaron Judge had two home runs that day, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
everybody left happy. You got to see Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers. You got to see, Aaron Judge hit a couple of home runs. A's get a win.
Yeah.
Maybe some of the Yankees fans weren't happy.
Yeah,
but
it was 70-30.
Really?
Fans. Yeah.
It was 70-30.
Yankees fans.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah. And I'll let you know right now, I'm going to be there for at least one of them Giants games.
No doubt.
And it's going to be, I'm going to be in the posy orange jersey. Stop playing with me. Those are still my boys.
No one says you can't. What are you getting?
Those are still my boys.
Okay.
Still, they got a nice little Sacramento hat that I want to get when I go back there, too. The Sacramento patch, A's hat.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. So I, once again, got love for the A's. Right now, I'm just the A's supporter because they're not the Sacramento A's officially yet.
Understood.
When they become the Sacramento A's, and then that's the squad.
Really?
The American League squad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice.
You can't have two baseball teams.
Well, and this is the same guy who said he wouldn't even root for the Sacramento Raiders.
Well, no, that's not what I said.
That's what I heard.
That's not what
I said. That's what we heard.
I said if they were playing the Niners in the Super Bowl and the Niners hadn't won yet, I'm sorry, Sacramento Raiders got to wait. I need that six. I need that six. Sacramento A's gonna have to wait. Or Sacramento Raiders gonna have
Your
to wait.
Your fandom's kind of funny, bro.
What you talking about?
I'm just saying.
No, it's not his fandom. It's just he's not Sacramento.
What are you talking
That's
about?
That's what he did. He's lived in the Bay Area. He's lived in L.A.
Well, it's just not even that. It's just like, how are you going to have if the Giants, like the A's at stake, like, how are you going to have two baseball teams? You can only be a fan of one team.
I'm getting mad at Leezy.
Yeah. Like, well, what has this whole month been about?
Leezy just left people. I hadn't left none of my teams. He just up and left the Heat.
Yeah, you got a mistress with your team.
Because Jimmy left. Oh, that's tough.
You got a team mistress.
Oh, no, I don't.
Yes.
Oh, that's tough.
You do.
What is this guy talking about?
Fandom philanderer Kenny Carroll.
It's like you're estranged from your first wife, the Giants, and now you're with your mistress, the A's.
No, I'm not estranged. I'm Giants. I'm Giants. I'm always going to be Giants. Ain't nothing changed.
Yeah, but the A's got a nice ass, and Kenny can't help but look at it.
Exactly.
Man.
No, what I say. Giants come to town.
Yep.
Just like Spike when the Nets play the Knicks. He is at Barclays. He's at Madison Square Garden with his Knicks gears on. There is no, this is who I'm with. Giants, I'm always going to be Giants. All right?
So the A's are your side chick?
No, they're not even that, because if they ever meet in the same place, I'm with the Giants. There is no side chick to it. I'm with the Giants.
So you don't have to explain anything if they're in the same place at the same time.
If they are not, I want to see them do well. I want to see the A's do well. Absolutely.
Just Instagram stalking the A's, huh?
It's going to end up like the casino episode in The Office.
Oh, bruh, don't do that. Don't do that.
Well, what happened in that episode, Casey?
They were on the parking garage, at the top of the parking garage, and they dropped the water balloons off. It was team building.
No, no.
It was team building.
I don't think that happened in any episode. And he's called it casino night, and you went with balloons off the top of buildings? Like, you couldn't.
Well, Michael Scott was going to jump off the parking lot.
Yeah.
Why?
For team building.
So,
hey guys, morale's really low. I'm going to jump off this.
My life. Oh, my life.
And then Dwight told him, no, you don't have to.
And what did Michael say in return?
He said, no, I have to.
He said, Dwight, you ignorant slut. That's what he said. all right, man.
With moral baseball, though, both teams had a bad week.
Well, I was going to say,
damn,
you might want to go with your side piece. I think they had a better weekend.
We went into Minnesota.
The main chick did.
Oh,
not
man.
Good.
We went into Minnesota, got swept. The Twins have now won 8 in a row, I think.
Wow.
One of the hottest teams in baseball, and unfortunately, they played the Giants this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, got swept. So, time to bounce back.
Is that the first sweep of the season? It's got to be, right?
Well, the Padres got them in a two-game set.
Okay.
They swept a two-game series. I'm trying to see if it happened any other time.
Giants 24-17 right now, a couple back of San Diego and Los Angeles as well. And then just to put a bow on the Sacramento A's, they're 21-20 after that stretch with the Yankees.
Taking on the Dodgers.
That's a brutal stretch to go from three games with the Yankees to the Dodgers.
Go a little further. They follow that up with the Bay Bird series this weekend.
Mm.
So one of the things I've seen with the A's is I think they're
– The Dodgers is L.A. though, right?
Yeah.
And then they're back here?
No, they're in San Francisco.
Or they're in San Francisco. Yeah. Okay.
One of the things I've seen with the A's, so, and this is fine because they're a young team and they're still trying to get some things together. They're not on the level of those top teams. Like
the Giants.
The A's aren't.
Okay.
They'll play well when they play, I know the Mariners are in first place, but play the Mariners well. They'll play, the Rangers well, the Angels or the White Sox or something like that. But when you get up against the Yankees.
Those are all teams that are like plus minus four games from where they're at.
Right. When you get up against the Yankees, when they play Detroit, when they play the Dodgers, when they play Chicago, it's difficult for them to keep up. And I think that's going to be the story of the season for the A's. The question is whether or not they'll be able to win enough in those other games to be a playoff team. I think they got a shot, but clearly against the Yankees, they just don't they can't match up. I think the same thing will happen with the Dodgers. And some would say that's what the Giants are too this year.
Seven.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game's over compared to.
Yeah, I don't think I would have said that. It's the toughest division in the league right now, no?
Yeah, I was probably a little scarred by their performance against the Padres. Padres handled them relatively easily when they played them. They did win the Yankee series, and they split with the Phillies, so that's a good look. But the Padres series kind of scarred me. They won the Cup Series too, so maybe I'm just being a little too harsh on them. I think they need a. Then Lamont Wade is my boy.
Sweep got you shook, I think.
Well, Lamont Wade is my boy, but they need a first baseman and they need to figure out this bullpen situation. They need a closer. My man Camilo, I guess he's not it. And now Melvin is going like this committee and closer by committee and all this other stuff. I need a guy that's locked down in that ninth inning. A guy. And maybe they can figure that out during the trade deadline. So,
even tougher for the Giants. Minnesota's 8-game win streak puts them at 21-20.
They've been playing good though. Minnesota, who was a kind of middle of the pack team, maybe second place in the division, third place, something like that in the AL Central, started off rough, and as of the last week and a half or so, they've started to play better baseball. So the Giants kind of met them at a bad time.
They definitely did. Who do the Giants have coming up? You laid out
Arizona.
Who the A's got. Okay. Arizona, well, that'll be interesting.
Tonight.
Yeah.
And because Arizona had a tough 4-game series against the Dodgers this past weekend. So they weren't able to gain ground. They actually lost some ground. So Giants went two or three here. Put Diamondbacks a little further away.
Yeah, they got Arizona. You mentioned Sacramento A's. The A's, I don't know what to call them.
Sacramento A's.
It's funny. It says Chicago, Minnesota, Arizona, Athletics.
They're the Sacramento A's.
And Kansas City, that's their next three series all at home. Mm. Then they hit the road because Kendrick Lamar is coming to town. So they can't be home. They're well,
now road trip is, I need that. I need that because it's Washington for three. Then you got Detroit, who's first place in NL Central.
Yeah.
Or AL Central. That's tough. But then you got Miami for three.
And then.
Eat that. And then it starts to turn up.
And then.
Then it starts to turn up.
Then you got four with San Diego.
Yeah.
But I see the Rockies on the schedule, so hang tight, guys. God,
Rockies are awful.
Hang tight. They fired. What was it, 21-0? What was the score?
Yeah, 21-0.
Yeah.
Fired the poor manager like it was his fault. 21-0. Come on, man. We'll come back. The NFL has wanted this moment for so long. They've wanted it for so long. But Jerry Jones couldn't give it to him, so they found a workaround. We'll talk about it. Plus, Derek Carr retires over the weekend. All of that ahead here. We'll get back to the lottery conversation. James Hamm at the top of the hour. It's D-Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. I assume we're getting close to an NFL schedule release because games are starting to leak out.
Yeah.
2 days, I believe. Two more days.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I actually read somewhere where this is not that we didn't know this already, but it is strategic. Like, it's not the NFL does this on purpose. The leaks.
Yeah, they leak them.
Oh, for sure.
They're like I think they said the like marquee games over Monday and Tuesday, you'll start to see they do it through the networks. So NBC will say, hey, check out Chiefs.
Give each one of their partners a little,
right,
a little something.
Right.
I think this one's official, but Dolphins Commanders in Spain this year, if you're into that sort of thing.
There's a belief that, or potentially, the Chiefs might go to Brazil week two.
This year?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't we already know if they're going to Brazil?
We'll know
soon. We don't know who the international teams are?
Not officially. Like, yeah. The Dolphins one is kind of leaked, I think.
So the thought process is, and sorry, we kind of stepped on, they announced the opening game.
Yeah.
Right?
That was it.
Eagles hosting the Cowboys, mm-hmm. unveiling the banner, all this other stuff. But the thought was,
which I'm sure the NFL loves.
Oh,
getting the Cowboys on opening night. They can't win their own championship, so they can piggyback off someone else.
I mean, Cowboys-Eagles, is that the biggest ratings game you could have in the NFL now?
It's up there.
Yeah, those two teams still hate each other, too.
It's up there, yeah.
I mean, and then you've got
I-95. You can cook on I-95.
Well, even with that, like the Eagles,
teams.
The Eagles are probably the ratings kings right now, outside of the Cowboys are one.
Yeah, because the
Eagles
Giants
might be
and, I mean, you probably do something with Washington too, no?
Not like the Eagles. I remember seeing this a year ago, and the Eagles had maybe, I think it was in the middle of the season, but say it was week 10, and they had like six of the highest rated games of the first 10.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Eagles fan base, TV, watching TV ratings-wise, I think they're only second to the Cowboys.
Okay.
In the last, like, 3-4 years or so.
Okay.
So you get that on opening night. I mean, that might break records.
It's going to be a monster.
That might break records. So you got
what,
that.
What network is it on?
NBC.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't see it either, but I think it'll be NBC.
I got hung up. Like, I was looking
Eagles
for
Eagles-Cowboys?
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be on NBC if it's the opening game.
Okay. I got hung up on this Rich Eisen is going back to ESPN story.
To do what?
The Rich Eisen show.
Oh, good for him. Go blue. Go blue.
ESPN is in talks to purchase the NFL network from the league. Why would the league get rid of the NFL network? I know that's been a rumbling for 16 months or so.
I think ESPN's just kind of taken over that whole area in LA, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
Something's been going on the last few years, I think, where, like you said, the rumblings of the NFL never going to ESPN. Like, yeah, it's all just kind of been a process, I think. I don't know the exact reason why. I'll look it up. But
I wonder if...
I guess maybe the production costs, they just don't care about.
I think
about.
It's something like that. Like, yeah, it's like ESPN's like just buying off those studios, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, okay.
I wonder if the NFL, it shouldn't matter because they've got more money than anybody. But I wonder if they make any money with the NFL network. Because you got to think, It's great. Like, it's a great network and all that stuff, but the ratings can't be great.
Yeah, its distribution is ass.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of the reason ESPN wants to buy it. Mm. Or maybe that, let me switch that around. Maybe that's part of the reason they want to sell it to ESPN. Mm-hmm. But I guess if they would be completely out of the network business, it doesn't matter. Maybe ESPN feels like the NFL Network still has a viable name. I don't think most people ever looked at the NFL Network fondly, though Good Morning Football is a terrific, that's a really, really good morning show. Mm-hmm.
I like all the stuff they do on there. I like the Total Access. I like that. I liked it better when they used to do like a true like a Saturday Night Recap show.
Well, so that's the thing. It's state run media, mm-hmm. right? It's the NFL's entity, mm-hmm. and the NFL is in the business of making money. Mm-hmm. Like you just said, are they making money with this? I don't know, but you know where they are? Amazon, NBC, yeah. ABC. There's a game. I forgot which. There's a game that's going to air on YouTube.
Yeah.
Not YouTube TV. But if you're watching on YouTube, the game is going to air there. Mm-hmm. Like, they had games on Twitter one time. They will hold themselves out for anyone.
It's on Twitter.
So, yeah, why waste? Like, those games were selling for, what, like $1 billion? Yeah. A single game? Why give a gun? On our network?
Ugh.
And we got to pay Rich Eisen too?
Right.
Get us out of here.
Which, you know, you also don't have to have a game on your network. You know, you could keep the network facts. And not have a game on there. That would be, you'd be fine too there, NFL.
But I guess most of, like, their peak traffic came on game days.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But again, that morning show is really good.
I like it. I like it. One of the other things with this this NFL opening night game, and the thought was, I read something, I don't know, you know, exactly where it's going to land, but the thought was they have the Eagles on opening night, and then they'd have the Chiefs in Brazil, and you get those two teams along with the Cowboys are your two premier teams probably right now.
Mm-hmm.
And last year they were able to have that in reverse because the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. So they had them opening night and they used the Eagles to kind of go to Brazil and, mm-hmm. and boost that up. And now they're thinking maybe they can do that in reverse. You got the Eagles opening the season.
Eagles
up.
Lions? Who was
Eagles
that?
Packers.
Eagles Packers. That's
you
right.
got the Eagles opening the season mm-hmm. with their game and you can send the Chiefs to Brazil.
Mm.
Get a massive following there. Massive
well, there's a Friday game too, isn't there?
Yeah,
because there's the Thursday opener and there's a Friday game.
I want to check on that too, Jesse, if you can for me or somebody, because they talk about Brazil.
Brazil should be the Friday night game. That was the Friday night game.
And they talk about it as I think I understand what they're saying. They're saying we're going to be looking to see possibly what the Chiefs' Week 2 game is, because if it's I forgot how they mentioned it, but if it's a certain way, that means they're probably going to Brazil for week one.
Mm.
So, I think that would be...
The Chargers will be in Brazil September 5th.
Chargers are?
Yeah, the Chargers. I don't know who they're playing, if that's been announced, but so, the Chargers will be there okay. September 5th.
Part of Tuesday's planned unveiling...
So that's the Friday, right? Yeah. September 5th is the Friday.
Part of Tuesday's planned unveilings will include a 2025 schedule of international contests led in part by a September 5th game involving the Chiefs and the Chargers, which will be shown on YouTube. This is from front office.
Well, on week 17, you can get a Peacock game. No word if it's premium, but week 17, Saturday night.
Okay.
A Peacock game.
No.
Can we phrase that a little differently?
Flag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flag.
Yeah, get them.
It's a flag. It's a 5-yard penalty. We'll call that offsides.
I've only shot four free throws.
You jumped twice. You jumped twice right there.
Ref, can I get an explanation?
No.
No, you can't.
He's talking too much. Tee him up. Tee Draymond up.
I got fruit snacks in my hand, sorry.
Just asking a question.
Do you got like a premium Peacock? Whoa. That is a thing. Well, The account. Is it not? Or you don't get
Wait, what's a real
commercials?
Thing? What is? What are you talking about?
What he just said.
I don't know what he said.
Do you got like a premium Peacock?
I've never asked that question before in my life.
I think it cut off too because I said account. After that.
That's not as cap. I think that's so. Cap. No, you didn't. No, no, don't.
Well, nobody knows.
You really so be trying to change history.
Nobody knows. So you that's really, what it is.
Pretty sure this is a show title. Let me go check.
You really be trying to change history. That's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Oh, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.